It is Thursday morning. We check in at Ivy Tech, and the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn, joins us. She's cross-country skied over to the Westside campus this morning. Good morning, Jenny. How are you? Happy New Year.
Fantastic. How are you today? Well, Happy New Year.
You look a little windburned out there. You must have been getting along at a pretty good clip.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to let everybody know. I'm telling you the truth here. I'm hibernating, and I'm not leaving my house until March. So
that's good. I like that.
I'm working from home.
Throw another log on the fire and enjoy
that's exactly
it.
Exactly right.
Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, we had a really, really, really great holiday. I think I said before on the show that for the first time ever, Ivy Tech across the state closed between Christmas and New Year's, which was really great for the team, for the staff to be able to have some downtime. We completely closed. I wouldn't even let Keith in the building, even though he complained about it.
Yeah.
I
want to know how he snuck in that window. That's what I want to
know. I know. And then he got stuck, and then we had to call emergency.
But
we had a great holiday. Really just ate everything possible. And
what was the change,
and saw
the shift?
Movies and,
what was the shift in philosophy that led them to be closed for that week?
For the first time ever as well, and in a long time, we have changed our academic calendar. So Ivy Tech, statewide, we'll start their spring semester. We'll start the Tuesday after Martin Luther King Day. So it just kind of, the way the calendar worked out real well. We were actually open on Monday, which is the observed holiday. So we changed for our staff the observed New Year's holiday to the Friday before. And then, of course, you have, the day after Christmas, so the 26th was the observed day. So there were 3 days in there. We really, as a team, kind of felt like, let's see what this looks like. A lot of schools and colleges do close across the country during that time, just, for staff, to kind of wind down, number one, but also, lots of other budgetary kinds of things. But, we did it to just see what would happen, and I think it felt real good, obviously, for the staff to be able to have some of that downtime. Nobody had to be in the building to, construct anything or do anything. So, we'll see what happens. Our new president's going to analyze that and see what, where to go next year. So
by
it just
the
happened
way,
to fall because of the timing.
Speaking of the new president, she's coming to town.
She is. We're super excited about that. It's a open to the public kind of event. And, right now, off the top of my head, I know it's the 31st of January. It's a Tuesday. But the open segment of that visit to our campus, I believe, is at 4 o'clock, but I will get that exact time.
Well, we'll talk about it next
sure.
time.
Yeah, and she's here all day that day to meet with our faculty and staff, to get a tour of all of our spaces and all that kind of stuff. So we're really excited.
Now, meantime, even though you were closed last week, you are open for registration, even though classes don't start Monday because they start on the 17th
right.
of January. There's
right.
lots of time for people to get in there and get registered.
That's right. We are completely open this week. We're open today. We're actually open Monday through Thursday till 6 and then Fridays until 5. We're open for a special period on this Saturday from 9 to 2. So we'll have our admissions team so we can help you with application, which is very straightforward and easy to do. Our financial aid staff will be there to help and answer questions. Bookstore will be available for people to go in and get their books and, of course, to get registered, to get advised, and just get ready for classes that will start on the 17th. And then all of next week we'll be open a little bit extended hours to 6:30 Monday through Thursday, closing at 5 on Friday, and then right back to it to the spring semester. We'll start on Tuesday the 17th. So we're ready to help whenever, if you're ready to get started with some classes.
Any new programs for the spring semester?
We have a couple we're real excited about, and I mentioned both before, but the therapeutic massage program is starting. And Keith, you saw me walking around the building yesterday. I was able to go
free
into
free samples. Free samples over here. Everybody come in. Free samples.
Here comes Keith out of his
That's
office,
right.
like a shotgun. Boom. So anyway, we were walking around and looking at the space. It's almost ready. And it looks just like a massage area, a therapeutic massage business. And it's really fantastic, but that certification program does start on the 17th. And you think about therapeutic massage, it's not just in spas and places like that. It's in our doctor's offices to assist patients with, muscle pain and things like that. But it's a great program for somebody that can take a few classes and then get that certification and sit for the certification. to then be able to work in a variety of different areas. And we're also starting that optometric technology program that we've talked about as well.
Those are the people that make the glasses?
That's right. They can dispense glasses and all of that. They can write prescriptions or fill prescriptions and produce and shape the eyeglass lenses and stuff. It's really, really super cool. So we're the only ones in the state that offer that program anywhere.
I'm still interested in what Mike asked you about. Do you need volunteers for that therapeutic massage?
We will. And you know what? We haven't got it completely figured out. About the seventh week.
You know,
it's
not like a haircut where, oh, geez, what am I going to do? It's, well, you just got to massage it. You got to do a little bit better on that. So let's take it from the top. A one, a two, a one. And then you're good.
So then you could go to lunch at the Yellowwood and then go get your massage.
That's right. Oh, jeez.
Do you have a sommelier's course that goes along with this as
exactly,
well?
Exactly. Hello. There's so many things. You have no idea. You say, come on out. Come on out. Divey Tech, and I'll show you all the great things that are going on.
Outstanding. And what's the best way to get a hold of people or anybody out there? Or you're not closed anymore, are you?
No.
No, we're wide open. Best way, come in, come see us so we can look at you, talk to you, help you, and exactly what you want. You can also give us a call at 812-332-1559, whichever works best for you. Let us come on out and let us help you.
Outstanding job as always, Jenny. Stay warm, throw another blanket on, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Jenny Vaughn.
Happy New Year.
It is a Happy New Year, except
yes,
for the snow deal. But Snowball Fight's been moved to 4:30 today. Make sure you send the email out to the group, okay?
All right.
Thanks,
Will
Jenny.
Do. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Jenny Vaughn, she's the Chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us on Thursday mornings.